This chazar zeich nishu bachar yasa shagav yehuda mesechem zachos daf yud aleph. The Mishnah said, "Bnei she'amur akoymitz hechaser or hayasar is possible." Why does the Mishnah say that the koymitz is possible because it has too much or too little? It should be possible because these foreign particles are chatzitza in the mincha. And for the Gemara, Yirmiyah said, the case is that the particle is on the side in a way that it does not create a chatzitza between the pieces of flour or between the flour and the hand of the koyin. That's why we have to say that it makes it too much or too little. Abaye asked Rava, "How is koymitz done?" Rava said, "It's done how people normally scoop things in their hands, meaning with all their fingers." Abaye asked, "The Braiser calls the finger next to the pinky the koymitz because that's the first finger used during the koymitz." And the pinky is not used, the Charidus refutes Rava. And tomorrow, Rava meant that all fingers are used because the pinky and the thumb are used to then level off the flour that remains in the middle three fingers. How is the kmitza done? So Rav Zutta Batubi and Rav said the kohen closes his three middle fingers until they reach his palm and then scoops up whatever is in them. We see this in the Braisa as well. The Braisa says one pasuk says Moloi Kumtsoi, which would suggest that an overflowing kohen should be taken. Another pasuk says Big Kumtsoi, which suggests that a regular kohen has to be taken. If the pasuk would only say Big Kumtsoi, we would think that even a small amount in the fingertips is enough to be taken. The pasuk of Moloi Kumtsoi teaches that a full kohen has to be taken. The way in which this is done is by placing his hand palm down into the flour, closing the three middle fingers, and using whatever is picked up in the process. With regard to machavas and marcheshes mincha, he smooths out whatever sticks out of these three fingers with his thumb and his pinky, and this is a very, very difficult avoid that's considered to be from the hardest avoidance of the Beis HaMikdash. A papa asks, what's the halacha of the kohen did a complete koymitz but by using his fingertips? What if he did it from the sides? What if he did it from down to up? Take ublep that shayla. A papa asks, what's the halacha of the kohen gadol did the rafina with his fingertips? What if he did it from the sides? What if he did a handful in each hand separately and then brought them together? Take ublep that shayla. A papa asks, what's the halacha of the kohen sticks the kmitza to the side of the keli rather than place it in the bottom of the keli? Take Marbar Rashi asks, what if the kohen sticks the koymitz to the bottom of the outside of the keli? Weiter, teiku. Zok next Mishnah, how does he do it? So he stretches out his fingers over the palm of his hand. If he put in too much of its oil, or too little of its oil, or he put in too little of its levaina, it's puzzle. Fractimar, what's the case of putting in too much oil? Rabbi Lazar said, it's where he designated two lug of oil for the mincha. Fractimar, why can he say that the case is where even a small amount of chulin oil, or of oil of another mincha was mixed in? You can't say it's because these oils won't make the mincha puzzle, because that's true. Rav Zutra Batuvia said that we would never have a case of chatas mincha becoming puzzle for putting oil into it because it doesn't have its own oil. Everything where Rabbi Lazar was teaching that certainly in the case of where oil of chulin or another carbon is brought, it will become puzzle. But maybe you would say that if two lugam are designated for this carbon, it does not become puzzle since each lug could be used for that carbon. He therefore teaches that even in that case, it would become puzzle. Has Rabbi Lazar know that even when the extra oil is from extra oil that was designated for it, it becomes puzzle? Marseille, he learned it from the words of the Mishnah that say too much of its oil. It doesn't just say too much oil. These words teach that even if he designated two lugam for the mincha and put in that oil, it becomes puzzle. The Mishnah then said, Chisa Levaina. One bride says, Rabbi Yehuda says, if there's only one piece of Levaina left, it's possible, but if two remain, it's kosher. Rav Shimon says, if there's one full piece left, it's kosher, but if there's less than one full piece, it's possible. However, another bride says, if a koimitz of Levaina is missing the slightest amount, it's possible. Stira. Where it says, we can change the second bride and say that if a piece of Levaina is missing any amount, it becomes possible, and would follow the view of Rav Shimon. Second teretz, the first brayse is talking about levaina that's brought along with a mincha. Second brayse is talking about levaina that's brought by itself as a carbon. Zok the Gemara weiter. Rabbi Yisrael Yosef Neimer Biechanan said there's a three of machlekas regarding this. Meir holds that it has to be a complete koymitz of levaina when the koymitz is done, and there must be a full koymitz of levaina when it's burned. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there must be a complete koymitz of levaina when the koymitz is done, and there must be at least two complete pieces of levaina when it's burned. Rav Shimon holds that there must be a complete koymitz of levaina when the koymitz is done, and there must be at least one complete piece of levaina when it's burned. They all dash in the same pasuk. Pasuk says V'eis kol halavoina asher al hamincha. Meir says teaching that the amount must remain as it was at the time of the koymitz. Yehuda says kol teaches that even one piece is enough, and Ace teaches that there has to be a second piece. Shimon doesn't dash in the word Ace, therefore he says one piece is enough. Rabbi Yisrael Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan also said the machloek is only regarding levaina that's brought along with the carbon mincha. However, regarding levaina that's brought on its own, everyone agrees, he says, that there has to be a koymitz in the beginning and a koymitz at the time of burning. This is learned from the pasuk when it says asher al hamincha. This is halacha when it's brought along with the mincha, but not when it's brought on its own. Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan also said, Machlek is only regarding Levoina that's brought along with the carbon mincha. However, regarding Levoina that's brought in the spoons of the shulchan, everyone would agree that there must be two kamatzim in the beginning and two kamatzim at the time of burning. Because the word kol is not written regarding the spoons of Levoina on the shulchan, and we would have thought that since they're brought with the lechem upon them, they're considered to be asher al hamincha. He therefore teaches this is not so. Gemara says Machlek between Rav Amir and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. One says that the Machlek is only regarding Levoina that's brought along with the carbon mincha. However, regarding Levoina that's brought on its own, everyone would agree that there has to be a koymitz at the beginning and koymitz at the time of burning as well. The other says that the same machlokes exists in both cases. Okay, the Mishnah then said, Chiser levainasa psula. For Akhtimar, this suggests that if there's too much levaina, it would be kosher. However, a Brisa says that if there's too much levaina, it would be possible. And for the Mar, Rami Acham has said, the Brisa is discussing where he designated two full kamatzim of levaina, meaning a full extra kaimitz for the mincha. Our Mishnah is discussing where it was less than a full extra kaimitz. Rami Acham also says, if he designated two kamatzim of levaina for a mincha and one of them was lost before the kamitzah, they're not established as part of the mincha, and the mincha is therefore kosher. However, if it was lost after the kamitzah, it was already established as part of the mincha, and the mincha is therefore puzzle. Rabbi Mechama also said, if he designated four kamatzim of levaina for the two spoons needed for the shulchan, which would have been one kamitz for each, and two kamatzim became lost before the spoons were removed from the shulchan, they're not established as part of the lechem apanim, and the lechem apanim is therefore kosher. However, if it was lost after the removal of the spoons, it was already established as part of the lechem apanim, and therefore be puzzle. Why is this case needed? It seems to be saying the same thing as the previous case, and for the Gemara, we would think that since regarding the lechem apanim, the kamitz is already determined. The spoonful of kaimitz, it's ready to predetermine, so to say. Once it reaches the time to remove it, then becomes puzzle, even if it had not yet been removed, like we learned tackle earlier in the Gemara a few days ago. He therefore teaches that this is not so.